Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You know, Zolak is a good kid to be around. He's a pleasant, fun to coach. He wants to play football. You know, he just got to understand there's a little difference between being a quarterback and being the Zoe. You know what I mean?
A lot of press today, Zoe. A lot of press. Steve Buckley on The Athletic.
Nice shot, Buck.
How many words? Do we do a word count on it, Jim?
Is
it
40? TNR told me 6,000.
No, it's like 40, 45, 50, I think.
Oh, so
still a big one.
45,
still big.
50 words? Yeah.
4,500 plus.
So 6,000 is not a ridiculous number.
Rich. Rich exaggerates.
The headline, who is the real Zoe?
Trying to figure that out.
It's a question you've been trying to address for how many years on this earth?
You guys know who it is.
Who's the real Zoe inside the Patriots radio booth with the brash, restless, talented Scott Zolak?
I mean, we've done this story before in other venues.
You like this story.
Buck said he wanted to do something different. Steve Buckley did the story, and he actually sat. God, was that the Cleveland game? No, I think he sat in on the Giants Thursday night game in the booth with us to get the whole dynamic of, you know, what goes into calling a game.
Have you read it all the way through?
I did.
Yeah, I read it this morning.
And thanks, Jim, because Jim gave it to me in a 16-page document.
Appropriate enough. You print it out on a printer, and it comes to 16 pages.
I like having it on my... Oh, my God! Wow! That's a sign.
You didn't get it when I came in and said that to you?
No, I just took it as,
wow, that's a lot of paper.
Oh.
Like, I usually like 2 pages. Just put it all in there. Let me read it quick. Jim's like, here's 16. I didn't get that. Right over the head. That was early, though, on the show.
I would say that this is pretty good. It makes you look really good. I think these are all some of the points you want to hit in here. I think he does a nice job. A lot of quotes directly from the broadcast.
Yeah. He did his homework. He did. And it's just, you know, it's not someone just does a casual piece and a hit run or, like, you know, two personalities or whatever. No, like, what do you do on game day? Oh, come watch. Come watch. He said, yeah, I just want to observe. You know, he really did. He came in, met me here after work one day, and we did a sit down for about 20 minutes, you know, just to, you know, cross the T's, dot the I's on some of it. But he didn't, you know, this is all from Buckley, not from me.
Buckley writes, though, the home radio booth at Gillette Stadium is just about the best place on earth to watch a football game.
Boy, is it ever.
True or false?
True. It's the best booth in the league.
Yeah, maybe for radio. I'd switch
for
to
radio.
The TV booth next door.
Why?
A little bit better.
It's the same.
The view. The wider windows.
Ah.
Well, yeah.
Now you're being picky.
But
if you're doing radio, it is the best place to do radio.
It's the second best booth in Gillette Stadium.
For you and me, it would be that booth. But for the front row, it doesn't matter.
Front row doesn't matter.
Yeah. We're one row behind.
We're one row back in that TV booth. You can still see everything.
I've done the high school games there, and we've shot it from there. And many, many years ago, high school games again, MIAA games this weekend on Saturday. But yeah, I can see what you're saying. Plus the preseason TV. Yeah, it's a different look. You're right. Yeah, it's more expensive.
Like Bob Sosa can't call a touchdown in the left in the north end zone without standing up.
True. And leaning.
Right.
Yep. Without having a salesperson lean.
Right.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
He stands up the whole game anyways.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that it wouldn't be possible for him.
Yeah, he looks like he's sitting.
It wouldn't be possible for him to look left and see the end zone.
Yeah. Correct.
That's all.
It is. It's second like best. It's like if you're on your iPhone, you have panoramic.
So we'll take second best. Yeah. It's good enough.
It is.
But then he says it's a two-road frat room. In the back of the lower bowl, right at midfield. Messy and unkempt, as these places tend to be. Wait, is it messy?
It's messy because we have the smallest trash can in the stadium, in our booth. And with the amount of people that come in and out, like dump it, like it ends up being stacked on top. It looks like somebody didn't dump the garbage in 10 days.
It says, but there's a nice photo on the wall of the late Patriots play-by-play man, Gil Santos, and his longtime color analyst, Gino Cappelletti, and that photo gives the joint some class.
Sure does. You got the Duke there, man.
So the only thing holding that booth together is apparently the artwork on the walls.
Yep. Capello comes in, touches it, kisses his hand, touches it.
I would say it's quite the classy joint. They put new carpets in there recently.
Yeah.
They fixed the ceiling that you would, you know, busted up over the years.
My first, it was from the Baltimore game. Division
as, you see, as he writes, there is a physicality to your movements in the booth.
Right.
And your call of the game. A lot of pounding.
Yep. Usually a touchdown, I'll grab my kid and shake him.
Right. There's a lot of that going on there.
Banging against the window.
There's a lot of that going on. But my favorite part of the entire story is the coverage in this story of you and the potato chips.
Yeah. This pretty much encapsulates our day, right? You're sitting in there eating for 6 hours.
It says, let's get right to this. It's not that Zolak sits or that he stands, but that he's often hovering somewhere in the middle. That's truly true. He will lean back in his chair, lean forward, roll his eyes, place a fist under his chin, remove the fist from under his chin, and then pull his binoculars to his face.
Yeah.
Then he starts to lift himself up, but seems to change his mind. And now he slams his ass back down on the seat and slaps the table.
Yeah.
He repeats the entire process. Lean back, lean forward, roll eyes, fist under chin, remove fist from under chin, binoculars to face, half stand, sit down, slap the table.
Yep.
There's a lot of that. He would later open a bag of Miss Vicky's Smokehouse Barbecue potato chips and spill the contents onto the table in front of him. Pick at them a little, and then during a stoppage in play, bring down his hand like Thor's hammer and reduce the chips to an orangey powder.
I like them small. Like I'm small as you put them in like a dip or something. Yeah, this is why I dump them because I don't want to.
He case. Then says, "Miss
right
Vicky,
in the shotgun, you know, and you're crinkling it." So I just want them out on the table.
It says Miss Vicky, who made those chips with quote it's love and care. It says so right on the bag. Zoe would not have been pleased.
She does make a nice sea salt.
It really
one.
Is a hell of a process.
The sea salt one's excellent. And you go, yes.
Oh. Boom. Kill the chips. Yep. And he includes a photo, which is
what's good. Yeah, I'll let him take the pictures. Yeah,
it's pretty good. Check it out. It's on the Athletic.
Jump up.
Good story. A lot of words.
Yeah,
you're gonna need to take a few minutes to read that one.
Yeah,
give yourself some time. A lot of quotes directly from the broadcast. A lot of stuff in there. He also didn't know that Belichick called that Parcells called everybody honey.
Yeah.
I thought you've made that abundantly clear.
No, look at me. Honey, ooh, sweetie. He calls Terry Glenn at. That's what Terry got so offended. And you know, Bill's like being feminine. You know, oh, you big brash coach. Now, everybody, honey. Curtis Martin, you going to take shoes, high heels off today, honey? Huh? You going to run? You going to run in cleats today? Or you going to go get those high heel shoes? And you come on, you prance around like that. Look at me. Yeah. Tiptoe up in the hole.
You know, Zolak is a good kid to be around. Oh, he's a pleasant, fun to coach. He wants to play football. You know, he just got to understand there's a little difference between being a quarterback and being the Zoe. You know what I mean?
That's nightmares. We tell a story in there, too. He used to get so pissed off at practice when we come down with our cars because we had those bazooka tubes. And we just blare guns of roses. Right when Appetite for Destruction came out. And just, and he'd be over there looking at his play sheet. Damn it, turn that crap down. Just turn it up. Put the windows down. I had two bazooka tubes in the back, 2 3-footers of a 2-door Explorer.
That's a lot of power you needed for that.
It's like Howard Stern in Private Parts. Yeah.
What'd you have to put in back then? Like capacitor they had to put in those?
Flux capacitor, yes.
Flux
capacitor. Oh my God, look at that hair. Jesus.
Look at that. Where did we find that video?
That's the one where I'm talking.
Can we
like
show that to the people?
Talking like I'm from down south. Do they have the audio, man. Jim, from that?
That was when Zoe had a southern accent. That's right.
Yeah. Yes,
you're right about that.
We're going to play hard today. Yeah, quick feet. Yeah, a little thick. Throw the ball. Look, see, man
oh,
beater.
Oh, good.
Man
go with beater. The hips. Yeah.
Man beater. Boom. Stick it in there.
Yeah, moving the hips. Good.
That's right. Is that Purnell?
Love it, Purnell.
He caught that one.
Should have caught the one in Jacksonville. I'd still be playing.
He caught that one.
Yeah, I should have caught one, the other one. At the
wait, you'd still be playing today?
No, I mean, I would have still been playing for a while after that.
Yeah. 43?
Games on 4. Hey, Drew.
I still can't believe that's you.
Do we have audio from this, Jim, that they have?
Maybe. It's you and Steve Nelson, 100 years ago.
Look how young Nelly looks. Wow.
Look how young you look.
I am. Young pup.
You look like a child.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand at 120 from our Town Fair Tire Studios. We got Patriots Chiefs tickets coming up this segment. So stay right where you are. And don't call early.
Don't
do that.
Don't be calling early.
That'll eliminate you from the process.
No, and just because you want to come in and help Hardy get his tick off, you know, it doesn't get you in either. You got to be a legitimate caller, caller number 10.
By the way, go to our website, 985thesportshub.com, where you can always get our app. Your iPhone or Android device. But on top of that, you can always, through our app, get our podcasts of this show each and every hour, or in a nutshell, if you're looking for the abbreviated version of the day's events, that's where you go, 985thesportshub.com. Like, if you wanted to listen to yesterday's Hour 4, you could listen to all the great stuff that we said about Hardy's tick problem.
Yeah.
Could do that.
Yep.
I cannot believe that NBC Sports Boston turned around that audio in one commercial break.
I've got it.
Hardy just received it.
I've got it.
There it is.
Hello.
It's in.
Popcorn. Hello. We have the audio from, this is the tailgate program.
Okay. Patriots tailgate, that's which has been running on that station for a very long time.
Yeah, Fred owns it.
And this is Steve Nelson, former Patriot.
Young Steve Nelson.
Interviewing young Scott Zolak.
What do we have here? What is the length of the?
It's an on-field interview at Gillette Stadium.
3 minutes.
Oh, God.
Wow.
3 minutes, 42 seconds.
I may leave.
This is young Zoe with his southern accent, I'm sure. Again, this is like a regular weekday at the stadium where the field is empty. The stadium's
just shooting,
empty.
Shooting, you know what? I'm
and just a like couple of football guys shooting the breeze.
Hey, you want to talk to me? I'll talk to you.
I'm here with Scott Zolak, and Scott, you know, you hate to say backup quarterback because you're one play away from being the leader in the offense, and the last couple of weeks, Scott, we've seen in a case of Glenn Foley, you came in and just...
Is that birds flying around?
I got birds?
Nope, they're not birds. They're actually seagulls.
Are those pelicans?
No.
Pelican.
Those are seagulls. We had seagulls all the time down there at that stadium.
Seagulls aren't birds.
Because they never... Not really. They're gulls. But... Seagulls, like we're
not
anywhere
birds,
near.
They're gulls.
We're not anywhere near to sea, dummy. And them suckers would be there. They eat French fries.
You're
all
right,
over
Eastern
state.
Massachusetts, nowhere near the ocean. That's an excellent point by you.
Yeah, because they hang
out.
Well,
Foxborough is not a coastal community,
right? My point.
Seagulls.
I'm with you.
We had them in Rosie.
I would see any seagulls at Gillette. Do you?
Anytime there's a lot of like crap to be scavenged,
food.
You'll find seagulls.
That nasty old stadium. Yes.
All right.
March team down, and the other example was Billy Joe Hulbert. I mean, what is the key to being ready on Sunday?
Really, it starts, you know, preparing on Wednesday. Drew and I both come in early, about 7:30, and we go over all our film work. And I basically, at practice, I try and stand behind him and watch what goes on and see the looks we're getting and, you know, if he would do anything different than I would or something like that. I don't really think the game plan would change that much if I would go in.
I can't believe this is Zoe. Your voice has changed
dramatically.
So much. Al Pacino.
Cigarettes.
From Godfather to Devil's Advocate.
Right.
It's that type of a difference.
Hey, Charlie!
Because we're kind of the same size guys, kind of have the same assets and do things a lot similar.
Do things. Jesus.
Shorten it up. The video they're showing on TV, you can just see the trash everywhere in the state.
I told you, dude, the place
Seagulls.
Is a dump.
Do things a lot similar to what, you know, the big guys do, the tall 6'5 type guys. We're not your Favre, run around type creative, you know, guys. We're going to sit in the pocket and try and take a shot. So it's tough, though. I think I have one of the toughest jobs because you have to be ready at any time, especially now late in the season. You know, guys are taking their licks. It's getting cold, and it makes it even tougher.
Really?
Sweet hair.
You have one of the toughest
Sweet hair,
jobs?
Bro. Yeah. Shut up. Like now.
How about actually being the guy who has to play every Sunday? I would think that.
No, it's what? No, I'm telling
theory.
You.
Guy who might have to take meaningful snaps.
Yeah, like sit there to your helmet, but you never know when you're
every
going
week,
in. It's stressful,
every week, Bledsoe had to play.
I come out at the end of the game, thank God, my back's killing me, my legs are standing
there. Oh. Got to give it up for Stidham.
They asked me to stand still every
All right,
week.
Here's the good news. We're about a third of the way through. So this is not.
Oh my
not
God!
That bad.
This is a
not
gift. This
not,
is a
no.
It's this is a gift.
Please.
You know, I would think you and Drew being good friends, it's a great advantage on the sidelines. When you see something on the field, I mean, he has a lot of confidence in you, and whatever things you can point out, he's going to listen to.
Yeah, he does, and I'm usually the first one he comes to talk to, no matter what, good or bad. And he said, you know, did you see that corner or something there? And I'm like, yeah, you know, well, he's kind of playing off or whatever, but he takes it pretty good. And, you know, being good friends, it makes it a good working atmosphere. You know, it's fortunate because a lot of teams around the league, you don't have that. There's a lot of competition at quarterback, and you know, there's only could be one guy. And
there's no competition here. But I learned growing up in Oklahoma.
Sounds just like that's Brady Garoppolo.
There's no right doubt there. About who the guy is.
That's the original Brady Garoppolo.
Back in the oil fields, I learned that.
Shut up. You had a stupid accent, too, when you were little.
Yeah, from where I grew up. Yeah,
that's where I grew up.
I had a stupid Boston accent. Very thick Boston accent growing up. Yeah, I did.
I grew up in Pennsylvania.
Where did you grow up?
Long Hill.
Oh, my God.
I think we both understand our roles real well, and I know this is Drew's team, and if something happens to him, I'll be ready to go.
You know, you watch Billy Joel come on the field, and the free safety, Willie Clay Munson, just his eyes got big when a backup quarterback comes in and throws the ball. You know, in a situation third and long, he's got to throw the ball. But then you hear his comments after the game. Yeah. I mean, what do you take from that?
What do you remember?
This was amazing. This was an amazing story.
He never thought he was going to play, never prepared, never studied, didn't look at the game plan.
He admitted it after the game against the Patriots, which was like the most amazing thing ever.
He sucked that day.
He was really like, bad. Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing out there.
All right. Here's what
they cut him right away.
Here's what a young. How old are you in this?
I don't know. I'll be about 23.
Did you have a deal with Nike at the time? Or
yes.
That sweatshirt was. Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, Jim. I went to Dick's and bought it. Okay. I don't even think you had that stuff then. Like maybe we had Sports Authority. I think Sports Authority was big then.
Probably.
That was it.
Idiotic comments. Even if you play bad game, you say, hey, I had a bad day. And
I can't believe this is you. This doesn't sound like. Beano, listen to this. Just
you want to do Carver Rob coffee shop? Oh, I told you. I've seen enough of these interviews that I know he sounds nothing like himself.
I was 16 years old in the Cliff and Rob coffee shop.
Happening. Yeah, that really sounds like
you're a grown man in this.
So idiotic comments. Even if you play bad game, you say, hey, I had a bad day, and whether you did study or not, you know, you say there's things you say and you don't say, and that kind of thing you don't say, and you know, that's evident. What happens, it gets cut the next day. But like they say, he's an honest guy, and sometimes he's too honest. But from what I understand, he's a heck of an athlete and probably better than the two guys I have there.
Yeah.
Here's the quote from Billy Joe. This is the first week I can remember where I only looked at the passing plays one or two times.
Jesus.
I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but I just didn't study hard enough.
Maybe he wanted out of there.
All right. Only minute and a half left.
Hurry up.
Yeah, you know, during the course of the week, you run the opposing team's offense. Yeah. I mean, does that get to a point where sometimes where you see something that they do and you go to the offense coordinator and goes, man, the stuff they got going right now looks pretty good.
It actually did happen one time about 2 weeks ago where we came out in a certain sets. I remembered it, and I remembered that the inside guy run a post corner, and the outside guy was trying to run a smash and coming back in underneath, if you know what that means. But
you know what that means. You're talking to Steve Nelson. He probably has a decent understanding of what you're saying.
Well, I know him, but like
he's looking at the camera.
If you know what that means.
Right. Kids at home.
You'd be able to know to smash at the inside corner.
This interview would have taken place in 1997.
Jesus.
Yeah, 22 years.
Because that's the year that Billy Joe Hobert happened.
Wow.
October of 97.
So yeah, he references 20, the Super Bowl later in the year.
So you're only like 30.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I'm a little older than that. I'm younger than that.
All right. All right, back it up here a second.
Coming back in underneath, if you know what that means. But and I told Willie that, and actually, you know, he was looking for it the rest of the game. I don't think they ran it again, but you kind of catch a drift of what's going on with the other teams. And you know, Green Bay was a lot of fun to run last week. Whether you don't have fun running a scout team, but you like to get the teams that are going to throw the ball a lot more.
It must be you look at yourself 5 years ago, Scott, when you were playing with a young player. you know, 5 years with the experience you've had.
Okay, so this is like 97.
Yeah,
96, 97. First of all, you really must be more feeling more prepared to play in a game right now. Yeah. And just tell us what the experience of just, you know, being around for 5 years means.
Good times or bad.
Good times.
Sounds like
bad.
Sounds like Big Nate. Hey.
What's up?
Good times and bad times. You know, I went through some bad times, the 2-14 season, and then different coaches. This is my third head coach since I've been here, and you know, I've been here as long, almost as long as Bruce has. And it's been some ups and downs, but it's been good times too. You know, the Super Bowl last year, and I wouldn't trade where I am right now, you know, for anything. I feel very blessed that, you know, 7 years with the same team. You know, guys move around so much nowadays with free agency, but I'm fortunate to stay here in New England. The fans have been great to me, and you know, I'm probably going to make my home here.
Well, great, Scott. Thanks a lot,
buddy. All right,
buddy.
Steve. Good seeing you again.
Oh, boy.
Tearjerker.
You did. You did make your
called
home
it.
Here.
Called it.
And you're still here.
It's tough, though. I think I have one of the toughest jobs because you have to be ready. Do things a lot similar to what...
A funny Louth with your new little system there cutting stuff up, huh?
We got a Louth back
there. Jim and I were both playing him at the same time.
It's funny, Jimmy.
Oh, man. It's good stuff.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Merry Christmas. Happy.
Nervous here. I thought this was Pentatonics, and then you said it's in sync, so that's cool.
Oh, my. I just picked up Felger's notes for his show.
Oh. All Brady, anti-Brady stuff?
No. No, this is his Reed's pile.
But oh, it's got let me see what he's got.
He's got a bunch. But it's got the current bids.
Yeah.
For Christmas in the City?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you should hit up our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, because these bids, they're not high enough. They're great deals to be had right now. This auction closes on Friday.
Where's some of the items?
It's not like this thing's going a super long time, guys.
What's the item?
Bruins tickets.
Yep.
Celtics tickets.
Yep.
Patriots tickets.
Ooh.
This is my favorite. Enjoy a spring golf outing with Tony Maz and Hardy.
Oh, we did that. We did this the last time around.
How much is that?
That was a good time.
How much is that?
Right now, current bid is $500.
Oh, I might buy that. Just
I actually
ruin
think
their
it's the highest
hours.
Bid. Oh no, the sitting in with Felger and Maz for a segment is currently the highest bid.
We did that on a very rainy day up at Atkinson, but we had a good time.
So the second highest bid is Tony Maz and Hardy Golf.
Nice
at five, but you also, of course, get the golf with it.
Yeah,
you and a guest.
You getting booze?
At Atkinson, Maz, Hardy. And yeah
that's liquor,
great.
Liquor stipend?
That's what even that's too low.
You got Celtics autographed items, Patriots autographed items.
Nice.
Some restaurant gift cards in there as well.
They do a good job at that charity, man. For kids Christmas, and they make Christmas specials for a lot of children and a lot of families that can't afford it. Yeah, that one will get you.
98.5thesportshub.com. Speaking of the 98.5thesportshub.com, I got an email from Ryan. Says, what's up? Just dawned on me. Is Gilmore saying he could play wide receiver a shot at the Patriots wide receivers core?
No, 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 no. This is a confidence in his own
talent.
Look at
Jimmy. Look at Jimmy the intern. Yes, yes, it is. Yes, oh, yes.
Speaking of email and intern off now, Nate made it last night to his podcast.
It says, he writes, Ryan Brennan writes, obviously Edelman excluded, but do you think there's a little tension arising a bit? Gilmore sees them at practice. Maybe he knows they stink, too. He even alluded to, quote, helping the team. Wild, he writes. Ryan in Fairfield, Connecticut. Stephon Gilmore was on the show earlier today and said that he thinks he could play wide receiver. He thinks he could give it a go.
That's confidence in his own talent. That's like his point was it's a mindset. You put your mind to anything, you can do it.
Steph, we haven't talked to you since the Cowboys game, and I don't mean to go back in time. I know you want to focus on Kansas City, but this is more about you. That pick was incredible in that game. That was a hell of a play you made. And we were talking in our broadcast booth right after that happened about whether or not you at any point had attempted to play receiver. I know you played both ways in high school, right? Quarterback and defensive back. So you were doing what you do now. But at any point did anyone say, hey, why don't you play receiver for a day and check this out?
Yeah, Deion did it.
Yeah.
I could do it. I think I could do it. I never done it, but I think it don't look that hard to me.
Here we go then. Okay. Yes. I missed that part. It don't look too hard to me.
Don't look too hard to me. I don't know what all the problems are here.
No, that's
now I'm adding something there. I don't know why these young kids are such an issue.
Well, hang on here too, because he covers the best one every week.
You're paraphrasing now.
So what does that say?
I'm making things up.
What's that say though? But
manufacturing things that he did not say.
In all seriousness though, he covers the best one every week. And what's he pretty much do? Shut him down. So to him, it doesn't look that hard. I could cover anybody. Right? I shut your ass down. Yeah.
Okay. Do I think he was saying it to take a shot? No. I don't. I really don't.
No, it wasn't asked in that context.
But
do you think you could play here for the Patriots and help them? If you would have posed it that way and he said, yeah, I think I can, then like, oh, now we have something.
Yeah. Other than Deion, are there any other guys that have done that in the NFL?
Yeah, Woodson did it, didn't he?
Did he?
Briefly. Patrick Peterson.
Yeah.
Champ Bailey.
Really?
Maybe I'm thinking of Bailey, not Woodson. I'm not sure.
Bailey did it? Yeah, he did. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Darryl Green, right? Back in the day?
That's right.
No, not Darryl Green. Roy Green.
No, I thought Darryl Green did. He's the fastest guy in the NFL.
Darryl Green was fast even when he retired. He was old.
He's still running.
How old was Darryl Green when he was done playing?
84.
As Jimmy points out, Julian Edelman.
Playing defense.
Well, yeah, but I'm not talking about the Troy Browns or the Julian Edelmans. I'm talking about guys that are corners first. As Deion was.
Yeah.
And as Gilmore is.
Yeah.
Guys that were corners that then, dabbled in playing wide receiver.
This came up with Ty Law, didn't it? Well, with the fans anyways.
Yeah.
Well, we are fans and we're having it.
Well, I'm saying Zoe might not recall this because maybe it was a fans thing.
Darryl Green was 42 in his final year in the NFL. He played a long time. And he was fast pretty much all the way until the end.
Tom said Gronk played safety in Miami.
Didn't play it so well. How'd that work out?
What's that, Tom? Troy Brown. Played a little corner.
Right, yeah. He's looking for the other way around. He's looking for corners that played offense.
Yeah, corners that then
went, offensive guys that played defense.
Deion clearly is the guy who fits that. I mean, that's immediately who you think of. Deion playing both ways.
Oh. Ooh, Buck texted. He said 6,207 words.
Thank you, Buck.
She's Buck.
Yeah. So you owe an apology to Rich Shurtley for saying he exaggerates things.
Well, he does.
Didn't exaggerate this.
Right. He didn't exaggerate. Yeah.
6,200 words on Zoe on The Athletic.
He does something about Southern tea with me. I'll show you the one. We live down south. That's how we do things down here. I can't believe that's me.
I can't believe it's you either.
I can't. Like, yeah, listen to some rock and roll. We like Guns N' Roses. Jesus.
There were good times and bad times. You know, I went through some bad times, the 2-14 season. And then,
felt like 2-15. Yeah, felt like 2-15. 2-14, but felt like 2-15.
But now you're riding high. It was the good times in 97.
I rode those games, yeah.
Games on four.
Yeah. It is this week.
That was 4 years later.
Games on four this week.
4 years later?
I mean, if you had to do that now, give us a real enthusiastic games on four. How would you do it?
Games on four.
Well, now it's too much.
No, games on four.
No.
Games on four. Games on four.
Lean forward, lean back, sit up, sit down, then do it.
Games on four. You know what pissed me off today on the way to work?
What?
I see something. Hold on. Got this text from Jim. So Jim said, or who said it? Muffin Ass sent this.
Our old intern
from Curry. I don't know if it's a Curry thing, but it's like Curry on Curry Crime.
What?
What's up, everybody? Nate here of Big Talk with Big Nate. Final show of the semester is on tonight from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. We got a whole lot to talk about.
What do you got?
Got a lot of baseball news to get to.
Oh, do
you?
We
got a boatload of movie news to get to as well.
Even better.
To cover up stuff from last week.
think Nate made it to work last night, but didn't make it to the show.
Good for him. You know, you don't tap out for the entire day just because you're prevented from going to one job. You still make it to the other.
You waited for the roads to be cleared.
Yeah. I give him credit.
If you want to go to one, not go to the other, that's up to you.
Yeah. Well, did the weather get better or worse?
I don't know. We won't see him tomorrow because we'll be in the igloo. We'll be at Warrior. Nate will be here with Tom and Jim.
Today's takeaways are next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, folks, it's time for today's takeaways. Brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Hey, reclaim that money spent on programs that didn't work or didn't meet your expectations. Present the receipt from that. You're going to receive $100 Davio's gift card. It's a great place. Love it there. When you start Waken 180 Weight Loss, you got to check the website, waken180weightloss.com, for details.
Yeah, Davio's. That's where Hardy and I go when we have our secret dinners that we don't invite the rest of the show to. That's our spot.
Come on, one time.
A couple emails and tweets. Devin Hester as a possible name of a guy who started out as a corner and then played receiver.
Kick returner.
Yep. Yeah, but he didn't. He came into the league as a corner, though, right?
Oh, God, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hester. That's a good one.
Jim's giving the
Slater came into the league as a safety, too, but he wasn't a safety.
Okay. Well, it's just a name.
Yeah.
It's better than nothing. It's sure a is suggestion. Yeah. I'll take
Slater
it.
Slater turned to receiver, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good one.
Okay. I was looking for more like regular starting corner.
Or potential.
That then dabbled in the receiving game. It's interesting. Maybe they'll try it out sometime. Next season. Probably not this year. Maybe next season. Let's get to Brad Stevens, Celtics head coach. He was on today at 12:50, his weekly hit with us.
Nice.
And we gave that first question responsibility back to Zoe. The head coach of the Boston Celtics. It's Brad Stevens joining us now. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. What's up?
How you doing, coach?
Good. You?
Good. I've been doing a lot of lip reading in this town, especially like with the quarterback, what he says on the sideline. And seems like you were a little unhappy with replay the other day. Was that unfairly dubbed in, or were you saying some bad words out there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, he elaborated, you a-hole. He went on and on for 3 minutes on it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was there anything dubbed in? Was there dubbing?
No.
He said it was.
He joked
digitally.
No, he joked
you said,
about it.
You
he
said it was unfairly dubbed in. I didn't hear any audio from that. I thought there were some subtitles.
Oh, you want to get technical now. Okay. You
knew what that was like closed captioning.
Yeah.
You knew what he meant.
I was going to play with your tick.
Steven circled back to that later in the interview, by the way, about 8 minutes later.
Yeah, I took a shot at.
Don't you think like most of the questions are boring? I mean, we spent how much did we spend like the first minute on the challenge and like how it affects your timeouts? I mean, that's like exciting stuff.
I mean, so now you're ripping my first question.
People back. Yeah. There's got to be people that turn the radio off at 12:52 today when we were in the middle of that. I mean, they'd rather talk about your Thanksgiving dish and what you do for hobbies and everything else.
You taking the Patriots or the Chiefs this week?
I'm always on the path.
Attaboy.
Let's go. Hey, and by the way,
yeah,
I think, haven't we heard this song and dance before with the Pats? Like, oh, man, they took a loss.
Yeah.
Occasionally good teams lose.
Yeah.
And then they figure it out, and then at the end, they're always standing there.
Yeah, but this year, it's different. Yeah, something's different about the old guy. Yeah,
I heard that when I moved here in 2013.
That's right. 7 years. Yeah. Well, we have to do them next Wednesday, right? I'll take that segment off. You guys can interview.
No.
Mr. Question Expert.
No. Yeah. Bert Breer. Maybe we should keep Bert Breer around to ask some questions because he loves to talk. Bert Breer from today?
I've actually eased off the travel complaint.
Oh, because US Air went under.
Yeah. If you want to give me credit for that, that's fine.
You Bert Breer.
It's not for me to say whether or not I did that or not.
Bert Breer,
but I appreciate
with us.
You giving me credit for
Stop
it.
Stop talking, Bert.
Shut up!
I had to get the sponsorship in for Bert Breer.
He can't help himself.
He can't.
And
he's,
so
he's topper. He's got to get the
last
word.
I only started talking like after 3 minutes of him talking.
Yeah. I'm
like, all right, Bert Breer.
I have a question.
Bert Breer. Bert, stop.
Hardy, you're sort of a savant when you dress.
sort of a savant wide dress.
Well, you know how to put an outfit together. You sort of get the layout of it.
Thanks. Okay.
Give me your take on jeans, sneakers, dress shirt with cufflinks.
With French cuffs.
And yeah, with French cuffs. Yeah. Not regular cuffs, French cuffs. And a fleece vest.
We call that Lincoln Sudbury. We call that.
We call that old school dad that just walked out, didn't have a light in his closet.
We call that the LS.
Yeah. Jeans, the Ferragamo shoes.
Those are really Ferragamos.
I think he's worn them before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Can't hide money.
But you can spend it better.
See, it's like Felger. Felger wears the same pair of shoes every day, just like to throw you off. You
know? Stan Smith's, man.
Yeah. Stan Smith's.
Yeah.
Like 18-year-old Stan Smith's.
Same as Shaughnessy wears, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah. He's great.
Hey, tell him about this. What do you think? I never miss Houston.
Yeah,
he's
better.
Still in Houston.
No, he's not.
He's praying he's still there.
I can't believe how late some guys were there.
No, he's
not. Unbelievably. Camera guys?
It's 4 o'clock yesterday. He was taking selfies in the airport.
Camera guys just got back last night.
Yeah. That's hell, man.
Weather.
Yeah, what do you do?
Nothing you can do about
You made it back.
I made it back. I tell you what. Yeah, never mind.
Private accommodations. Mm. What?
Nope, nothing.
Oh. Okay, great.
Never mind.
Tomorrow we will have Dan Shaughnessy with us. He's confirmed. He's good to go.
Good to go.
Okay, he's definitely going to come in.
We'll bring a warrior. Freeze our nuts off.
Got a new coat just for Warrior.
I saw that. It's a nice coat.
Yeah, it's nice.
I think I might wear my big one.
It's warm. It's the warmest coat I've ever owned.
You should probably bring it since it's so freaking
I know. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I've worn it one day so far.
Hardy, you going to be there?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. We'll do that at 10 a.m.
It'll be easier? Mass. Easier we're all there?
Yeah, it'd probably be it's preferred.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that tomorrow.
I think there's going to be a day coming up where Fred might be sick. You never know.
Fred?
Never know.
Bye.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.